Chetan, just on the Shikhar Dhawan innings and Murali Vijay, of course, Dhawan will be missing from the final test due to injury, but it must be good to see new young players at the top of the order come in after Sehwag and Gumbir have been dropped and take their chance. And I suppose, in a way, it creates a nice sort of problem for the selectors to have moving forward.
Yes, John, I think you're absolutely right, because when you're talking about you know, the India's opening problems, I mean, if you take the 8-0 loss abroad and also the loss against England at home, when you consider that, the openers haven't really fired. Virendra Sehwag and Gautam Gambhir have two test hundreds between them in the last 3 years, and both of them were scored by Virendra Sehwag, and they weren't scored consecutively. I mean, his first one of those hundreds came in 2010, and the other one came 2012 winter. So there's a big gap between those two hundreds as well. You know, it's not just about getting hundreds, it's about getting starts as well. But what hundreds signify is that the openers have done the job. They have seen through the new ball and they have gone on to make big runs. And this is something that Murali Vijay has done in the last two test matches. This is something that Shikhar Dhawan has come in and done. You know, they haven't just taken care of the new ball. They've come in, they've seen the new ball away, they've batted patiently and then gone on for their strokes. This is something that Vijay did and Cheteshwar Pujara did in Hyderabad. This is something that Vijay has again done in Mohali. And obviously, Shikhar Dhawan just coming and playing his shots. So it allowed Vijay to settle down, have much more time to play his shots, think more about, you know, playing defensive strokes or about his scoring opportunities. So that's what the openers are supposed to do. They're supposed to bat for as long as possible. And India were not able to do that. But then again, now India and selectors always you know, take you know, past performance into consideration, and the next test series India will have will be against South Africa. So you know, you would want to take somebody of experience there, because these two are young players, young cricketers, and South Africa with their sharp bowling attack can be a difficult place for any bowl, any batsman, let alone two inexperienced batsmen. So yes, a nice problem of a selection headache for the selectors after a long time, because India's bench strength has really weakened over the years. Apart from that, I thought India's batting was a little circumspect. It's been about that one big partnership that has gotten them through in all the three test matches. Slightly worrying from India's point of view. Perhaps they could, you know, but the big thing is that all their batsmen are getting runs. It was MS Dhoni and Virat Kohli and Sachin in the first test, and Cheteshwar Pujara and Vijay, and now Shikhar Dhawan and Vijay. So all batsmen have got runs at different points of time. But, you know, you need to have probably more than one partnership. Otherwise, a collapse could be a little imminent.